Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron, and tonight is Wednesday. And it's our Wednesday night BBS program, and our date is April 27, 2011. So let's do a emotional clearing here for everybody. Think of a situation in your life that you've had troubles with the last few days, and we'll clear that from you. Here we go. I'll count to five to do that. One, two, three, four, and five. And look at some pain that you may have in your body. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. So we'll see if our co-host is on here tonight. Carrie, are you out there?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I'm out here. And welcome, everybody, to Wednesday. I see we have quite a few people typing hello on the FOSS chat already, so that's nice. excuse me. Let's see. I'm not... yes, there is a question, it looks like. Okay. Mike has a question about the doing the online body rejuvenation clearing. He says, I'm doing the online body rejuvenation clearing again, and I have a question. Is it okay to put up two or three windows, different systems, so maybe the blood and the bone and something else, at the same time? Is it okay to do them at the
same
time?
Oh, yes. That should be no problem at all.
Okay, great. Well, that's good to know.
No problem. You just kind of note your body and see how it's doing. Normally, for probably, you know, let's say 95% of the people, your body would not be too overloaded, so you wouldn't feel anything happening a whole lot by doing additional ones. Sometimes people are very sensitive and they can feel the energies working within them, and they kind of get overloaded in a sense, or, you know, stressed out or not feeling quite right. But, yeah, I don't see any problem with that. So
okay.
Back to you, Carrie. We can do the mind to heart drop, I guess. Let's get everybody in their heart center here.
Okay.
So here we go, dropping down into your heart, and this you should be doing daily. So I count from 10 to 1 backwards to command your spirit to come into your heart center with your thoughts. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So you should feel a little more peaceful because you're in your heart. And when you're in your heart, you cannot have a negative or positive thought. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Excuse me. So Marie R. has a question. She's asking, could we do a clearing for digestion?
What's that question again?
Marie R. is asking if you could do a clearing for digestion.
Sure, we could do that.
Problems.
So here we go. Might be stomach energy. Let's just try that. We'll see what she says on the fast chat here. So, here we go. And I just feel some energy tonight on the conference call. In fact, I had to actually throw up.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I won't get into that. But, yeah,
Kind
of weird. It's the first probably 20 minutes
Gosh.
Of our call today here that we had just earlier. So, here we go. So, Sonia may have some situation there, too. Maybe food poisoning or something. I don't know. But... I'm kind of used to that. It happens off and on. So here we go. Stomach energy. So getting rid of some critters there. If there's any critters, we'll do that first. Alien life forms. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, get rid of some more of these. One, two, three, four, and five. One, two, three, four, and five. And next we'll do the poison release. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Now we'll do the waste products in our stomach. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And we'll do the dead carcasses. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So, Bree, just let me know how that felt. We can always do the intestines next year, but just to see individual area works now. If anybody else wants to comment what they felt on their stomach energy, you could do that too. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, yeah. I felt something from that rising in my throat, kind of a weird feeling. Excuse me.
Okay, maybe we got another critter. Let's get some critters out there. Here we go.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. I'm yawning, so there's something going on with everybody out there. Here we go. Get some more critters out. Okay. I feel your throat changing a little bit, or maybe like you're kind of gasping for air as they leave you. Here we go. They're getting released here. Okay. Okay, let's see how that's doing here. Back to you, Carrie. Whoa, boy.
Yeah, okay. Wow. Ooh, excuse me. I think they're coming out, up, out, up, out, up my throat and out my mouth. Yuck. Good to get them out, though. Thanks, Ron. Okay, let's have a look. Focus, Carrie. Okay, Marianne is asking about gum problems. She says she's using the silver water from the coal, and could she please have a gum healing?
Okay, so let's first get rid of entities. Those sometimes can cause lots of problems. So these are the emotional bodies that got attracted to all of you out there that had maybe a tooth problem, a gum problem, or something. Now they got to find a home in us, and they go come into us according to our situation that we're dealing with, or pain or something. So here we go, working on our gums and our teeth. Oh, man, a lot of energy here, taking these out here. There we go, coming out. And these are entities. These are the emotional bodies. Okay, and they can cause us a lot of pain because they may have a toothache themselves, and that toothache now comes into our body from them. Then we think we have a toothache. We do, actually, because it's from them, but we're the body's responsible, so it's having it also. It knows that there's a problem there. There we go. Okay, now let's get rid of alien critters. Oh, man. Yeah. Well, it's a heavy show tonight. Wow. Okay, alien critters out of our mouths now. Okay, coming out. More is coming out. There we go. There. Wonderful. Okay. Now we'll do some spirit infusion to bring your spirit back into these locations. Count to 10 to do that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay. So, here in Omaha, Nebraska, quite interesting to see the sun come up as you're driving. I was on Highway Interstate 80 driving this morning, and the sun all of a sudden kind of pops up, and all of a sudden it blinds you because you're looking directly at the sun. That's really a bizarre thing. So that's imagine that causes problems here for drivers. But man, we saw a lot of clouds today, and I guess this is a windy maybe state. Also, going from California here, it was kind of windy too. But Wyoming was very windy, kind of desolate along that road. But coming here into Omaha, actually Nebraska, the clouds, I actually saw some real clouds. I went, wow. And the sky in a couple places were like electric blue, very, very beautiful. And then a few hours ago, there was actually animal clouds in the skies, very beautiful. Had to see them all lined up there. Now, the wind here, I don't know, was maybe 15, 20 miles an hour. And as normal, the flat-bottom clouds did not move. just sitting up there. And, you know that if you have a wind, typically that wind's going to be up high too. May not always be, but I'm always used to having my body blown around and a little bit, you know, by a wind, and you see the clouds move. That's kind of like common sense, I think, for most people. A windy day means the clouds are going to move also. Well, here they didn't move at all, and this is like for hours. So I don't know what that means, but just thought I'd clue you guys into what I'm experiencing here. People are very, very friendly, so it's very nice. Anyway, back to you, Terry.
Yeah, that sounds really nice. The sky here was very, very blue today here in L.A. Also, I was noting that to somebody I remember earlier today. It was lovely, but it sounds like your clouds are really nice, so I don't have any clouds today to speak of. But, yeah, that's great that you're seeing those. So let's see. What do we have in the fast chat? Ma is saying that she's doing the alien attack page and says made me feel about 15 to 20% better. So that's great. And there was a comment, where has it gone, about the timeline crashing. Oh, I think it's Marie R. Yes, Marie R. is saying that she's done a lot of space-time crashing this week and got a funny tummy from that, it looks like. So she says, I stopped for a few days. Is that anything you want to comment on, Ron? If the space-time crashing might make you feel physically a little strange?
Yeah, when you clear the space, you're bringing yourself back here. Under, you know, like probably a forced condition. When you do a timeline crash, you're normally brought back, and it might be a little gentler, but the space-time, you're actually, you know, the light ship's finding you, and your spirit's finding you, and you're bringing yourself back. So you could bring back the emotional situations of what you've dealt with, and that can go into your cellular memory. So you're actually bringing yourself back here traumatized. And then from there, you know, you will get some healing done and you will feel better. But, yeah, that's why we always say not to do anything, to be very safe when you're doing the space-time crash, because it could be kind of disruptive in your life a little bit sometimes and disconcerting. But basically, that energy of feeling bad, sick, poor, or something could and should go away within maybe an hour or so. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Ma has a question. I think this was on the fast chat the other day, too, and we didn't get to it. The question is it normal to yawn 20 times a day and not be doing clearings? Obviously, we're used to yawning a lot when we do the clearings, but what about when we're not?
It's very possible if you were on the 8-hour conference calls that we had and you're still on the light ship now in quarantine. So if you were on the light ship during these calls, you're still there until this coming Sunday. So, yeah, you could be yawning, getting rid of the negative energy, and that's kind of the byproduct of that. So yawning is good in a sense, and your body just could be processing a little slower than some people, and it's, the yawning is helping to release the energy out of your body. So yawning is okay.
Okay, great. Few comments from people about the clearings you just did. Ron Marie R. is saying, also felt like gagging when the stomach was being cleared. Marianne is saying that she's feeling much better, and thank you. And Janice saying that her gums were bothering her, too. And let's see. Jerry is saying he's seeing a lot of animal clouds lining up, so that sounds nice. I'm not sure where Jerry lives, but that's a good thing, wherever you are, Jerry. And I'm not seeing, I'm just scanning here for questions. I don't think we have any other questions at the moment. So maybe,
okay,
Ron,
we can do it.
Go ahead.
If you want. Let's do a timeline crash.
Okay.
What I will say, Ross, I guess it's I-80 to Omaha, Nebraska here. There was four major abduction points there I really can't tell you where they are because I don't remember, but there was four major ones that you could actually feel.
Wow.
The energy only about a couple miles as you drove in and out of them. So if you do drive on, you know, I-80, just, you know, put your feelers out. So here we go. Let's do a timeline crash, and we'll do it for emotional situation. And let's do one for heartache. So here we go. I'll count to 10 a bunch of times to clear that emotional situation of abductions for heartache. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, kind of see how you're feeling here. And you might feel maybe a little shaky, possibly a little dizzy. And that will clear up shortly here if you have that experience. When you're being taken off of the timelines, timelines that you're on, these parallel lives, they're now being terminated. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, Ren has a question that ties in with this. Ron, she's asking, are the parallel life clearings still necessary, even if you're doing the time and space crashes?
Yeah, the parallel life one is whole lifetime. The space and timeline ones that I just did the sample of as far as the timeline is just in this present moment. And so the other ones, the parallel life ones, are from the past that we have on the website. That's a whole lifetime clearing. But the ones that we're doing right now is what you're dealing with in this exact, you know, present moment.
Oh, I see.
But you could be so abducted from the past and be reconnected into this particular time here. So you really want to get rid of all of them so that you don't have the history of them. Because the history of this lifetime is what you're dealing with mainly on your stuff that you're going through. And the stuff, you know, can be negative and it can have problems. So what we could do is a timeline crash, as we did before. I'll wait for somebody to type in a particular age and month. So we'll do that timeline crash for whoever comes up first here. So type in an age and a month. We'll do a timeline crash and also a space time crash on that here. So what's next, Carrie? We'll wait for somebody to type in here.
Yeah, I'm hitting my refresh thing, waiting to see. let's see. Well, I'll just read. Shane has a couple of interesting comments while we wait. He's saying, I noticed the light ship seems to freeze alien timelines, and the flat bottom alien clouds were stuck in space. So that's interesting. And then he also says he had a huge snake come out through his throat when you did the stomach clearing, it looks like. So that's great.
Let's go a little bit further then with that snake energy. Let's get rid of the carcasses then. So we're going to go back to the stomach energy, throat energy here, and we'll get rid of some of the dead carcasses. So here we go. 1, 2, these are alien life forms that no longer are living, but they're staying with you here at the graveyard. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And my mouth is hurting a little bit. And maybe it's Marie's asking for a toothache. So let's do that now, too. Timeline crash for that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh boy, a lot of stuff here. 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. feeling. So we have Bonnie here, age 21. So let's just pick June of that. We'll do a timeline crash there. Here we go. Let's see how you're going to be feeling. One, two. This is for everybody age 21 at 6 months of age. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Oh boy, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, okay, let's do Elliot now. He has age 17, and the month would be August. Here we go, everybody. 1. Boy, this is getting rough. Get some water here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, we got Ren wanting age of 15 in December. Here we go. So this is for everybody, too. So here we go. Age 15, December. Timeline crash. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Oh, boy. Okay, let's do Larry. He wants age 44 in September. So if you happen to be younger than that, then we'll do half of that for you. We'll do 22 and 44 in September, in case you're a younger person listening. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, that's heavy, 4, oh Lord, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we have Kathy wanting age 14 in September. Here we go. Timeline crash for that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. My head is spinning a little. That was a lot. Wow. Thanks, Ron. That's great. ooh. Top of my head is on fire from this. It's, like, really hot.
Yeah. Everybody out there, feel a little dizzy, everybody. That's normal.
Normal for planet Earth. Okay. So let's have a look. Tina, maybe we'll get to you in a little bit when Ron's recovered.
But she had the same time, age 17 of the year.
Oh, yes, you're right. I'm sorry, you're right. So, yes, we did cover Tina. Good, okay. Sorry, Ron, I missed that. Okay. What do we... Okay. Amy is saying her lungs feel good.
I wonder if Elliot and Tina waved at each other when they were on that timeline, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Different emotional issue, but
right.
Interesting to if they were... on it together there.
Yeah.
Anyway, never know.
Wow. You never do. Probably a lot of us are on a lot together, and that's one of the reasons we're all doing this show together. So Shane, let's see, is this a question? Oh yeah. So Shane's asking how this might be related to the previous question. I'm not thinking very clearly right now. I'm sorry. He's saying, how does that crash the alien parasites in parallel lives? So I know you did. Did you do timeline?
We don't necessarily the parasitic life forms that's in you, when you do a timeline crash, they will probably just come back to you, I think, if you have parasitic life forms in you throughout the timeline. But I'll have to check out the page. I don't know if we are actually eliminating those or not. There's a whole bunch of clearings for that page. So if that's the question, I don't know if the timeline, if you want to crash timelines on alien parasites, you can do that with an emotional issue. So that's another way to look at it. You could do it that way. But remember, when you're on these timelines, it's hard to say what they're doing to you. You just want to get the heck back here. And so, if I put a page up for that to crash timelines for alien parasitic life forms, you know, that would just be probably a tremendously large page, because I didn't know what I'd even put on it. It could go into many different areas.
Yeah.
So it'd be very, very complicated.
So it looks like Shane's wondering, he's asking, is that how they can be so big when they come out? So maybe you can talk a little bit about the size of them compared with the size of us.
Yeah, remember, they are in control of time. So when you're controlling time, then you can change time. You can put something very large into a small space or vice versa, because the time itself is elusive to what you're doing to the time. And that's kind of the way it works. So it's very possible to have something inside of you that could be 10 times the physical size of your body. And, your mind, is going to look at it and go, no, that can't be possible. But, the energy will be there only because they're in control of time. And they can chop the time up, and they can insert this alien life form in you in different parts of each time, so that they can just, like, put different pieces in different time areas, and it can live that way as they connect the time of it together, and now it's a living life form instead of being chopped up. So, it gets kind of sci-fi sounding, but yes, these objects can be very, very large, or life forms. In fact, I mentioned the word objects, so let's do something here. Let's do alien objects. I haven't done that yet. We normally call those implants. So here we go. What do you think we should do with an object? What type of object should we get released from us here from the alien timeline?
Let's think of a problem that's very, very common. Well, the first two that come to mind for me are eyesight issues and lower back issues.
Okay, so let's take out objects out of our eyes, okay?
Okay.
These could be all different types of things. I've even removed out of people cameras out of their eyes, and their eyes will actually change colors. The eye will change color, or eyes will, the ones that have, the particular camera in it.
Wow.
So here we go. Beth, let's do that. Well, we had to do that at the expo here coming up. I don't know. It might be too much. I don't know how advanced the people are here in Omaha. So I'll have to probably tread lightly at first here.
Yeah.
But you never know.
My eyes
here we go, everybody.
Already.
Yep. Here we go. So.
Wow.
Left eye, taking out cameras. Here we go. One. Two, oh boy, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we'll do the right eye. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. See how your eyes are feeling, people? I'll do ears now. This would be like where they have, microphones. It could be somewhere else, but we'll just kind of keep it very simple here. Since your ear's here, We'll just assume there's a microphone in the left ear. So here we go, taking this away. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and right ear, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, there we go. So let's do some comments here in the fast chat. If you want to call in, you can, and talk about what you just experienced. That would be interesting. But the fast chat call also works great for people. So, Gary, I just want to say where I'll be this weekend. I'll be at the Omaha Civic Center. And it's off of, I think, Capitol something, Avenue Street in Omaha. And it's a two-day event. It'll be Saturday and Sunday. I'll be talking at 11 o'clock in the morning both days. And I believe it starts at 10 o'clock, and I think it ends around 6, I believe. But anyway, you want to show up for the whole event here, and we'll have the light infusion chamber. And I have the monitors up or a camera. So we got two booths here, so we'll just see how well we do with the receptivity here. And we'll just find out. I talked to a lady today. To ask her, I go, what do you think of UFO stuff, you know? And she goes, oh, yeah, we got crop circles here.
Oh, like, really?
Well, there we go.
Oh.
Yeah, she goes, a lot of cornfields here, you know?
Oh, yeah.
We know about aliens, you know?
Oh,
so
good.
Anyway, we'll see what happens here.
Good.
And I'll just, I'll be curious to see how much the military here knows, since there's an Air Force base here, how my questionings go with the people. On UFO contact and abductions and things. So it'll be interesting to find out. I mean, help out a lot of people here. I'm really hoping to. So that's why I came here. So back to you, Carrie.
Yeah, that sounds great, Ron. It sounds like you're in a good spot after all for making some new connections. You'll probably have quite a receptive crowd.
So,
So, Sharon is saying that her eyes are stinging. My eyes feel quite... Well, my eyes started twitching before you started doing it, but after you mentioned you were going to, so that was interesting. They feel better now. Oh, dear, my little... Oh, here we go. Okay. Fred is saying that he felt camera-like instruments connected to his... to a right ear implant. Bonnie's asking, are there needles in our eyes? Ugh.
That can happen, too.
Okay.
So let's see here. Let me take off some needles. Tina's asking if the workshops will be available on a conference call. I could see if I can set that up. I'll do some checking. And then I'll, boy... if they are, it'll be on the website here.
Okay.
So make some notes here. Here we go. Let's get needles out of eyes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I want to, I said the word Saturday, which also could indicate Saturn. Let's try some energy from Saturn out of our eyes. So here we go. Taking with the energy of Saturn. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Let's see what comments are there. Yeah, I'd like to know if anybody is listening who is planning to come to the Omaha event this weekend. We'll see if we're reaching anybody in Nebraska here or the adjacent states here. So I guess back to you, Carrie. I could do the space-time crash. We did so many of these issues here. It might be kind of hard on everybody to do space-time with what I just, you know, did previously on those different years.
With the ages,
and months.
Yeah.
So I just don't feel right on doing them. I'm still a little whacked out from doing those, so.
Okay.
I want you to all feel good after this call. In fact, I'll bring in some peace energy. So everybody get up the light thing on the monitor screen, if you would, please. And bring some peace energy to help us out to balance. I'll bring the males in here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Well, a little dizzy on that one, too. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still having a lot of stuff going on the top of my head. Pressure and heat and little zippy-zappy feelings. I don't know what's going on up there. Stuff is leaving. Hopefully it's just exiting up there. Candy is saying something hurt in her eyes. says crash pain. I'm not sure if she's asking if you can do a pain timeline or not. Fred is saying...
Yeah, we can do that. So if you have any pain from these previous getting the stuff out of our eyes, the cameras and the microphones out of our ears, let's get these out here. We'll get rid of the pain here. Timeline crash. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Hopefully you're all feeling a little better here. Let's see what the comments are like. Back to you, Terry.
Okay, thank you. A little bit ago, Larry was asking if we could get a healing for fatigue. So while we're waiting for people to type in how they're feeling from these others, maybe you'd like to do that.
Okay, was that for what again? What type of clearing?
A healing for fatigue. I know for me, Larry, when I do the, I now increase my life force energy. That always helps me when I'm feeling fatigued. But, yeah, Ron, if you have something else you'd like to
do. Yeah, let's do the life force energy. Let's see if that works here. So
okay.
For the new people, you want to just put your palms together, hands facing each other in front of you. Move your hands in slowly. When you get about maybe 2 feet to 6 inches, you're going to feel like an invisible ball, like a big spring that you're compressing. And just have your body tell you. Don't use your mind to try to figure out what's what. Your body will tell you about where your energy field is. And once you feel it, just hold your hands there, and we'll just say out loud, I now increase my life force energy. I'll repeat that. You might want to write this down on a piece of paper so that way you can do it whenever you wish. And that is, I now increase, very simple, two words, my life force energy. So I now increase my life force energy. Five very simple words. I'm going to command your spirit to do this here. And from there, you're getting your energy inside of your body with more spirit, and you're going to feel your body become energized. So here we go, everybody. Let's say this 10 times together. I now increase my life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. And you want to just sample each time you say it and put your hands out further. I now increase my life force energy. Okay, sample and see where they go to. And here we go. I now increase my life force energy. 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 There you go. So once you're used to doing this here, you won't have to use your hands. I have people normally do this. I tell them to do it for about a week. That way you get used to what's happening. You understand that you are having some results with this here because your hands are getting further apart. And you can do it without moving your hands. If you're doing any type of work with people, you're around people a lot, we'll say. If you happen to be a massage practitioner or something like that where you're dealing with people on a hands-on, you don't want to have your hands get less than body width, okay? When you put them out, they should be body width or more. Less than body width or less, we'll say. You're going to be giving them your life force energy. You don't want to do that. You want to get charged up enough so that the pool around you from your spirit will help them, and it will also help you. So you never want to deplete yourself. And that's one way to do that, is to use your hands. Trying to think about where it is, forget it. It won't work. You may be able to use a pendulum and douse it. That would work too, but your hands are like dowsing tools anyway, and you can find out within, you know, half a second where you are with your energy. So you don't have to get out a little pendulum and test somebody. I think that you're kind of weird doing this here. Just check your space between your hands, half a second, and then if your body width or less, then you know you must charge up. So we'll do it again here. I now increase my life force energy. 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 Okay. So this BBS program has been naturally pretty heavy. A lot of clearing happened here. So I'll leave the light being up with the energy here in it for about 2 hours, we'll say. We'll make it 2 hours after this program ends here so you can take advantage of peace energy coming in to help you. We're going to activate that stronger now for everybody. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you have Ben saying about the blue, white light energy. Yeah, that's probably correct. What you're feeling around yourself is very electric. And here we go. More male energy. You might feel it bounce off the walls in your room here, off your computer monitor screen. So stronger. And leave the light beam up on your screen to be the conduit for the energy into your room and into you for healing. Stronger. 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 Stronger, 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 excuse me, stronger, 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 and stronger. Boy, okay, and again.
Okay.
Rough shell, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay, well, we do have a bunch of good comments for you, Ron, on what everybody is feeling. So, yeah, you read Ben's blue-white energy all around him, and he can feel male electric light beings, and he's got itching in his left ear. And Lorna is saying, ears much more quiet, and in head, and feel relaxing pressure release in ears and head. Freedom is saying that their neck and back popped and they're feeling a little strange. And Candy is saying thanks. There was a lot of reaction, I guess, on her left side, I think that means. And then Eric getting quiet now, and Daisy saying, I do feel better, and Kathy is saying tears and lots of blinking. And, so Eric was asking for the light being to be activated, so that's great, you just did that. And then Tom is saying, there sure is a lot going on tonight. Yes, there is. This is going to be quite an archive to listen to, isn't it? Gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here we go. More of the energy here for the light beings here.
Okay,
so,
great.
Those again here. Stronger. Stronger. And you might just put your hand, your palm facing out, maybe in front of you.
Oh, nice.
Maybe having it face the monitor screen. Maybe a few feet away is fine. You don't have to get up like an inch from the monitor. Just kind of put your hand out. And you may start to feel pinpricks in your hand as the energy starts coming from the monitor into your hand, into you and into your whole room. That's what you know how it is here. So here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger. That's feeling very nice. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So we'll see how that feels for everybody. I'd like to know if anybody's hand felt some pinpricks as the energy is emitted from the light beam. That's what you normally feel. Your hand will get kind of hot and sweaty, or like it's being pulsated with real high-frequency energy. So, boy.
Yeah.
Well, that's, we got maybe like 3-4 minutes left, so I'll be in Omaha. I'm here now, Omaha, Nebraska, and going to the Civic Center here next to the airport. And going to be at the Health and Wellness Body, Mind, Spirit Expo on Saturday and Sunday. And I believe it starts at 10 o'clock both days. And I have 2 lectures at 11 o'clock, Saturday and Sunday. So if you're around, please come by. I'd like to see you. At least have somebody say, hey, I heard you on BBS, Ron. That's great. or S1 Radio. But it would be wonderful to meet you in person, or many of you, and we can all carpool together. Who knows? So, anyway, let's carpool from New York and carpool from California, you know? Here we go. Let's bring in some more energy. We're bringing some peace energy here. We'll bring that into the light ship insignia. So the light being is for healing, and the insignia will just be peace. So here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Yeah, I was getting my hands were like a pulsing throbbing when you started doing that after you told us to put our hands up. That was incredible, and we have quite a few comments. Daisy's saying, I see a lot of red energy turning gold. And Cheryl is saying, yes, I feel the pinpricks in my hands. And she says she's shaking a little also. And Ren is saying she's feeling a lot better. And Marie R. is saying, wow, major pinpricks. And Cheryl says, something jerked out of my left foot. And Rhonda is saying, a lot of throat and chest energy for me. Yeah, I'm feeling that too, throat mostly. So that's really great, Ron. You've done a tremendous amount for us this evening. Thank you so, so much. This has been a really, really wonderful show for clearings. let's see. The next, just before we go, we've got about a minute left, I think. Ron is, as he has said in Omaha this week, I know just for those of you who've been asking about whether Friday's show is live or not, Ron isn't sure yet, so just tune in on Friday to find out, because he's going to be getting ready for the weekend. So we'll know on Friday whether that's live or not. And then, sorry,
should
go
be
ahead.
Live also.
I'm sorry, what?
So, I won't be doing the Saturday one. That should be okay.
Okay, great.
Ends a little bit early, so I should be okay on Saturday.
Oh, you should be. Okay.
Saturday, Friday is iffy, because I'll be doing the light and fusion chamber, setting that up, and we'll see how that works. But, okay, everybody, I guess our time is ending. We'll be starting our 8-hour calls again and our Ascension call next month, starting on the 14th. And then the 8-hour calls will be the 15th and the next two consecutive Sundays, I should say. So the last three Sundays of the month will be 8-hour calls. Emails will be coming out probably within a couple of days, I think, here. So blessings to all of you. Hope you're all doing very well. And just keep that light being up if you feel a little strange. And then also have the Elijah Miss Signia up maybe also or after that. So hopefully you're going to be balanced out quite nicely. This was a pretty heavy show tonight with a lot of healing. So, and that's good. You know that something's happening if you feel it.
Yeah.
So if people don't always understand that or realize that, they look at, well, this happened and, wow, you know, but you don't realize the benefit of what you just had because you got something released from you. So that's very, very good. So I'll say blessings to all of you. And have a wonderful evening. And see you more than likely on Friday, if not Saturday. So blessings. And, you know, carpool here to Omaha. We'll see you later, everybody. Bye.
Thank you. Thanks, Ron. Good night, everybody.